Feb. The Pigeon Show on Radio Refab.
We got Sharon Lewis here, but, well, you're not 100% Sharon.
No, that's right.
What's happened?
Oh, I've just had a bit of a cough and a cold and just not up for singing today.
Should I be wearing one of those masks?
Maybe.
I've just suddenly thought, what am I doing? We let this woman in.
Who knows? But
that means we got 14 days, you and I, in here.
Oh my gosh.
On air.
Wow. That we're isolated.
Wouldn't that be awesome? We got the radio waves.
Yay.
And no one would come in because they wouldn't want the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we should pull something like this. Okay, before we do, make sure we got more than half a bottle of water.
Okay.
And then we'll do
great.
It. And then, oh my God, it would be Sharon and Pete Jones, Radio Reaver, 14-day excursion show.
Sounds great.
I'd love that. Anyway, Mike, sorry. Yes, Rise of the Ziggurat. Just basically saying, you know, how lovely you are and how brilliant and how sorry he is that you're not well.
Oh, well, that's very nice. You know, thank you, well, Mike.
He's a nice guy.
But I will be playing some songs from my albums,
yes.
My EPs, so you will hear some of my music.
This cannot be denied, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, yes, you did. You sent me some lovely tracks through,
mm-hmm.
And you were as surprised as I was when I was telling you that up until now, the tracks that I've been playing that are yours they're a good decade old, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I'm being
right.
Kind to both of us. To be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah.
Way, way, way back in the recesses of Reverb's mm-hmm. memories, when we had our first location, which probably, I don't know, 2007, 8, 9, something like that,
yeah.
We were playing, you guys came in and we played tracks from Pooka.
Yes.
And what was the other collaboration? Was it Rosa?
Oh, Rose Polanzani, yes. She's a good friend of mine in America. She's based in Boston. She's a fantastic songwriter. And we used to do these trips where I'd go out to America and tour with her. And we'd sort of share each other's songs. So I'd sing harmonies on her songs. She'd sing harmonies on mine. And I'd book tours for her in the UK. It was a really magical time.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I loved singing with her.
Is that sort of not, you know, just through circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, that had it, you know, ran its course, really. And we, you know, sang together for a few years. And I went back and forth to America. She came to the UK. And that was a lovely collaboration. We did a few recordings together, actually. I'll have to give you a CD of our recordings.
Please.
Yeah,
I've got one album of hers, I think.
Yes.
With a beautiful front cover on it.
Yeah.
And you guys both played live for us. It was stunning.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous thing.
That is a while ago, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Fair enough. You know,
but, you know, music lives on. That's
of course
that's
it does.
The great thing, you know.
You know, now we're both 35. I mean, I guess it seems like a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it does. So fill me in and fill everybody else in. What on earth has been going on in the Sharon Lewis story?
So the album you've got there,
yes.
is my first solo album.
Is this The Hour Lilies?
The Hour Lilies, that's right. And then a few years later, well, quite a few years later, I know I'm very slow with recordings and things, I made an album called Roses at the Top, and that came out 2013. I know, it's a while ago. And I also made an EP called Simple Things. And in that time, I've been doing lots of collaborations. I think from the Hour Lilies, after the Hour Lilies, I did some work with One Giant Leap, which was really nice. I collaborated on a track on one of their albums with a Japanese artist. And I did some work with Anais Mitchell in her Hades Town performance. And what else have I been up to? I sang with my friend Nick Barrell's band for a while.
I remember.
Yeah, Nick's an amazing artist.
God,
he's a very good friend of mine.
Was that called the Gin Club?
The Gin Club, that's right. Yeah,
All there.
I played keyboards and sang with him for a while.
Lovely guy.
And then I finally got round to doing this second solo album, Roses at the Top,
yes.
which took quite a few years because I was producing it at home, and I also teach music, so I try and fit in my recordings when I can.
You still, have you ever been tempted to pass that little bit over to someone else and say, I'll come in? Have you ever sort of had the privilege? And
maybe. I mean, you know, that's, you're talking finances there and
I
stuff.
Know.
But I quite like producing my own music. I love doing arrangements and I like the whole process of working at home and taking my time. So, you know, but it would be nice also to, you know, go in and and
I can imagine
let
it would
someone
just be
else, yeah.
just pure joy, would it?
That would be, you're right, actually. That could be a good...
A real treat.
Yes, definitely.
Any big birthdays coming up? Anyone listening, you know, so they can... Maybe this would be a perfect birthday present is what I'm thinking.
Oh, right. You mean a new recording, you
mean?
Well,
to give you studio time or, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah,
well, I wasn't offering. I don't know. Wait a minute. Back
paper. Yeah, I probably will, because I like to use a grand piano, so I probably will hire a studio with a piano.
Yeah.
And do some live recordings, probably in the summer.
Well, we've got a little announcement to make at about 6 to do with Audio Beach Studios. You should get on speed dial. I don't know if that would probably be breaking all rules, I guess, because you're here, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But I think they're dishing out some studio time. You
okay,
know.
Okay.
But anyway, they do good deals anyway to all
Great.
Artists that have been through our show. They give good discounts. So maybe, if you're tempted, because Forbes is a phenomenal guy. Lovely message in here from Scott and Maria, who are awesome. Lovely text in saying, fantastic tunes again, Pete. Brighton, Sussex has got tunes. Yes, it does. Looking forward to tomorrow night's gig with Kaluda. Looks like an amazing lineup at the Backbeat Bar. Yes, we're doing this great event, actually. Backbeat Bar in Hove.
In Hove, okay.
The acoustic showcase. So every Tuesday this is the fourth one coming up tomorrow. And then we've got two more heats, and then we've got semis in the final.
All right.
And it's just ridiculously impossible to tear them apart and come up with two out of the six each time, which is our job.
Yeah.
But it's impossible.
Okay.
But in the meantime, so we point that out at the beginning, say, look, this is completely impossible, but thank you for coming along, and let's just call it a love-in and enjoy.
Sounds lovely.
And do the thing. And it is a stunning thing. If anyone's at a loose end on a Tuesday, please come down and join us, because it's been so far so brilliant. And it's sponsored by Kaluda, and it's awesome. We will mention it later. We've got Sharon Lewis here. Sharon, you can't play live. What are we going to do? Should we play a track?
Yes, that would be great. I think maybe we'll start with a track from my album Roses at the Top. And this is the title track. This is called Roses at the Top.
Great thinking.
Standing still, looking at our lives with a microscope and a sharp knife. It hurts a lot, you got wounds so deep. I got trouble in my heart, trouble in my sleep. Is it written in my DNA from my family line? Goes back centuries, stretching across time. If as a child it just didn't show, how do you expect that light inside to grow? I didn't love myself, that was my downfall. But it can take lifetimes to stand that tall. And when I love myself, I'll be much better off. I'll be worth a lot. I'm praying for that seed, gonna plant it inside again. Change history, but the future is mine. Tell my father's father, my mother's mother. My downfall,
take lifetimes to stand that tall. And when I love myself, I'll be much better off. I'll be worth a lot. If time is precious and days are like jewels, think how wealthy we'll be when we're 92. My downfall, but it can take lifetimes to stand that tall. And when I love myself, I'll be much better off. I'll be worth a lot. Climbing this mountain, it's a long, long journey to reach the roses at the top. Reach the roses at the top. Reach the roses at the top. Reach the roses at the top.
God, that is beautiful. That is stunning. We got Sharon Lewis here. That was Roses at the Top from
the album, which has the same title, Roses at the Top.
Now, listen, how do we get hold of that? Because that's stunning.
Oh, thank you. So if you go to my website,
yes,
which is sharonlewis.net,
right,
I have a shop page. Unfortunately, I'm only selling this as CDs at the moment, so
Do not apologise. Do you mean as opposed to downloads?
Yes.
God, that's
yes.
even better. Yes. Okay, here's a little confession.
Yeah.
Because now we're both, you know, just gone 35 and
of
all
course,
this.
Of course, yeah.
I have never bought a download.
Really?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still buying CDs, man.
Love them. So I'm a bit old school there.
Good.
But I've also got some videos on there as well of some of the songs. So you can watch some videos. And I've got an EP for sale as well. So Puka stuff on there, I think.
People, for goodness sake, if you see any of this stuff, buy it. The Puka album is stunning. That's P-O-O-K-A. I love that album. I got Fools Give Birth to Angels. Was there another one that you did?
We did four albums.
Four?
Yeah, we did four Puka albums. A lot of them are on YouTube now.
Well, yeah. you sound surprised.
Some people have just uploaded them.
They?
I don't know who's the whole album.
It's the Puka fans. That's who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple of love messages coming in. It says here, Sharon Lewis sounds beautiful. Hope to see you at the new Zoo Cafe open mic night monthly. Next one is on Friday, March the 27th. A magical venue, awesome food, drinks and house band, ready to support all artists who want to come down and share their soul sound. That is in Lewis. ZooCafe.co.uk. That does sound nice,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Where's
a trip to Lewis?
Never heard of Zoo Cafe, have you?
Yeah, I've heard of Zoo
Cafe.
Oh, she
heard of
me,
because
you
know everything. another lovely text in saying, this is from Anna, saying, I'm back. Where's she been? She says, I'm back and listening.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Good. I'm glad.
That's
and it
good.
Says, sounding fab. That is you, not me.
Thank you.
Now, I was suddenly reawakened to the lovely world of Sharon Lewis because I kind of wonder what happens to folk. And I'll confess, I thought maybe you'd put the pen down and the guitar away and maybe you'd got on with normal life. But suddenly there was this explosion in November of three gigs that came my way.
Yes.
And I was touting them like a loon.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
And we played a Sharon Lewis track sort of for about 6 weeks, one a week.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
I know, because I was trying to tag you and it wouldn't let me.
Oh, okay.
But it sort of tagged and then it disappeared. And I don't
know what that's about.
Hey, neither do
Facebook.
I'll be honest. But there was a few things. There was the Lewis Sisters,
yes,
which is a duo.
Well, it's a duo and a trio.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm just quoting what you've written
here.
So what do I know? That's with Sylvie Lewis.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Who is?
So Sylvie Lewis is a good friend of mine who I met in New York, actually, when I was on tour with Rose Polanzani. And she came to one of my gigs and gave me a CD of her music, which I loved. And she moved to Brighton a few years ago. We became friends and then we started singing together.
Ah.
And she said, wouldn't it be great to create a band called the Lewis Sisters, because we both have the same surname.
Yes.
And we're not related, but we have the... And she has a friend in... She had a friend in Barcelona as well called Carrie Lewis.
Right.
So she said, how about we get together with Carrie? Let's go over to Spain. Let's create a little trio. And I said, that sounds like a great idea. So we went over and met Carrie and we all sang together beautifully and started doing gigs together.
Oh, that's the
origin. So sometimes we're a duo because we can't always afford to bring Carrie over. And
that's
sometimes
fair
we're a trio.
Well,
yeah.
The one I was touting, one was in London up in Gunnersbury Park.
Yes, that's
right. How did that one go?
So that went really well. That was Michelle Stoddart, who used to be in the Magic Numbers.
Brilliant.
She was presenting some shows there, I should say. And she invited Sylvie and I to perform together. It was really nice. We started doing our own music as well now. Me and Sylvie, we're playing original songs because we also do a lot of covers as well.
What sort of covers come?
We've been doing a lot of... Actually, we've been singing a lot of songs sung traditionally by male artists, like a lot of great songwriters like Bob Dylan, Hank Williams, Merle Haggard. We've been singing these very sort of macho songs and giving them a feminine twist, which has been quite fun, actually. Yeah, it's been great.
Well, the other big event that I was pushing was, and not just because it was literally opposite where I live, but on Exeter Street in Brighton,
yes.
You were doing this The Lewis Family Christmas Hour Brighton show. So you were taking this Lewis thing theme one step even further, and you hoiked in Sir Martin Lewis.
That's right.
Who's no relation to you.
He's Sylvie's dad.
Okay, there is a link. At
yes,
least there's
there is a
link there.
Yeah.
So Sylvie's dad dragged her dad into... Sorry, Sylvie dragged her dad into this event where he sounded brilliant. Dylan Thomas.
He was reading poetry.
Loved Dylan Thomas.
Yeah.
And that was at Exeter Street on the hall.
And that's our third year running. We've been doing
is
the Lewis
true?
Family Christmas Hour.
In that venue?
Not in that venue. That's the first time we've done it in that venue, but we've done it now for 3 years.
And it's
been
well?
Yeah, it's been growing, actually. Every time we do it, it gets better and better and we get more people, and it's a lovely event, actually.
And then you took it up to London.
Yes, we took it up to the Green Note in London as well.
Good, what a great thing.
So yeah, it's a really lovely thing to do. And Sir Martin loves doing the shows, you know. He's not dragged into them. He loves it.
Oh, that is so nice. And that's just so nice for him to work with his daughter that closely.
Yeah, it's like an old-fashioned Christmas hour. It's really nice.
Love it. Awesome. So we are gonna get you into your home studio. Is this a thing for 2020?
Yeah, I think in the summer I have some time to finish some of my songs.
Okay.
I have started some.
Have you?
Yes. So I've got loads of songs that need to be recorded, and
when do you write these things?
A lot of them have been written years ago. Some have been written more recently. I've just got lots of songs lying around which need to be recorded, basically.
Well, let's play another one and then we'll do this. We'll crack in and do this Audio Beach announcement because I know they're chomping at the bit. What track should we play?
Did you want to play Birds of Prey?
Let's do it.
So this is also from my album Roses at the Top, and it's inspired by Brighton, by the starlings that flock around the West Pier.
I love those starlings.
So it's inspired this song. Rise and fall.
Stunning. That is gorgeous. We got Sharon Lewis here. That is Birds of Prey. Birds of Prey, even. Last track off her album, Roses at the Top, which came out in 2013. Another track from Sharon Lewis.
Shines inside.
inside my heart, it still lives on and on in my life. Simple things make me smile, even when my dreams are dying. Simple things keep me smiling.
Absolutely gorgeous. Simple Things, their title track of Sharon Lewis's EP of the same name, funnily enough, it being a title track. And the track before that was Birds of Prey, as mentioned, from the album Roses at the Top. Sharon, you're still here. How are you,
yes.
My lovely? You okay?
I'm good, thanks, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful songs and so much love coming in for you.
It's just
crazy that, you know, you sort of... What I love about you, to be honest, is... You just do it, and you're not obsessed with anything other than the love of it.
That's right.
Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, yeah. I do lots of other things. I teach music. I'm running a choir.
Yeah, well, tell us about the choir, because it's called the Tone Rangers.
The Tone Rangers Choir.
Which I
yes,
love. Great name.
It's a fairly new experience for me. I've been doing it, I guess, coming up to a year now. I took the choir over from a friend who didn't want to run the choir anymore. She asked me if I wanted to do it, and I thought, that sounds fun. So it's really, really nice. We rehearse Wednesday evening, 7:30 till 9 at the South Portslade Community Centre. And it's really nice. We have a little break for tea and biscuits.
Very civilised.
I know.
So English. I can see a movie. coming.
And it's really lovely. It's just really nice to connect with the community, you know, have a community vibe every week.
And how do the people that are there already, how have they found out about you, and are they definite regulars?
I'm still building the choir and still trying to get the word out there. And I do a lot of advertising on Facebook and stuff. And
good on you. So is that thetonerangerschoir.com?
Yes, thetonerangerschoir.com. Thank you.
Pleasure. Always here to help.
Please go to the website. Check us out if you know anyone that's interested in joining a choir.
Okay.
And you live in Portslade or near to Portslade.
Well, anywhere, really. Portslade's not far, is it?
No, it's not too far. But yeah, it's really lovely group of people. And we're going to be we do concerts at the end of every term, which is really nice.
And what kind of music do you sing, or do you get them to sing?
We sing classic pop songs, really.
Okay.
I like it when the choir members suggest songs. I often bring my suggestions too. We've done the Everly Brothers, we've done the Beatles, we've done Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka, was it? Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, great track. I'd like to start including some songs by local artists, actually, in the choir, especially my good friend Nick Barrell, because I'm a big fan
Nick.
Of his music. So I'd like the choir to do some of his songs as well.
That would be fantastic.
And maybe even write a song for the choir. Who knows?
Have you got any Brighton gigs for that choir sorted out? I mean, is there...
We're trying to work on a gig. I think we're going to be playing at the Schooner. Is it the Schooner Pub? I don't know how you pronounce it on the...
Schooner.
Saturday the 4th of April. I think that's we're going to be playing there. It's not confirmed
pub?
Yet. It's in Southwick, actually.
Very good. Very
yes.
near. Yeah.
So we try and do, you know, we play at community events. We played at Emmaus Summer Fair last summer and do Christmas events.
You do it as a drop-in, so folks can pay £7 if they drop in.
Yes.
But a much better deal if they sign up for...
sign up for the term.
You call
yeah.
it a term.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
yeah.
do it in term cycles.
Yes, that's right.
That
yeah.
is so cool. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, what's before we play the last track, what's Lady Ukulele? What's that?
So Lady Ukulele is my other act that I have. And she started out busking. So I started busking with Lady Ukulele.
Okay.
And as you can... probably imagine it's a lady with a ukulele. That's me.
I'm working on that. Yeah.
yeah. And I sing a lot of old fashioned songs, you know, a bit of George Formby, a bit of jazz, a bit of country. I do some of my own songs, but it's mainly sort of old fashioned songs and do a bit of vintage style dressing. And I've made a little CD EP as well for Lady Ukulele. And I have a website. Would you like that website?
Of course.
Why not?
Do I look crazy? Go on.
That's ladyukulele.com.
Awesome.
So
you have so many hats.
So I do lots of things.
Love it.
I'm busy. I'm very busy.
You're so brilliant. And I love all the little collaborations that you've always seemed to have done. I mean, we've named three that go back 10, 15 years, let alone all the new ones.
Yes, that's right.
Which is fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
Well, actually, no, we've named about six. If you include all the Lewis sisters and all the rest. So it's just absolutely brilliant. I just love that about you. You're so giving. And it's all about sort of collaboration and the love of music, isn't it?
Definitely.
And supporting other people as well.
Yes, definitely.
Because that whole thing with you with Rose was all about supporting each other in cities that you didn't own and didn't know.
And actually, she was very supportive to me because when I first started out as a solo singer, when I split up from Puka, that was quite hard. And she was just really, really guided me along the way and gave me confidence and kind of, you know, showed me the ropes of solo singing. I was a bit shy.
Well, we need folks like that.
Yes,
all of us,
definitely.
We do. What is the last track we're going to play?
What have you got on there?
I've got Road.
We have Road Called Longing, but it might be nice. That's a little bit of a dark one.
Okay.
It might be nice to finish on Kings and Queens.
Okay, let's do that.
If we had more time, we could play both of them.
We need so long for you.
I know.
What we should do is the Sharon Lewis 2 hours, and we get all the people you've collaborated with in.
Yes.
And we'll just rotate.
Sounds great.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Is there ever a chance that we can see you perform live in the next few months?
There probably will be. I mean, I haven't got anything planned at the moment.
Okay.
But something will come up at some point.
Will you let us know?
Sorry to be so vague.
Ah, it's gorgeous. I love it. Will you let us know? And when you get a new album or CD or EP out, why don't you come back? We'll do it live.
Sounds great.
With anyone you want to collaborate with. Maybe get Nick over from Russia when he's back in the town. Anything, to be honest, anything. Just to hear you play live is such a joy. In the meantime, this is the next best thing. A track from Sharon Lewis. Announce it again.
It's called Kings and Queens.
And it's stunning. Sharon, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Love, come save me. I am waiting. Love, come make me a queen. Love, come show me a mirror. One that will not make walking through the forest, I studied every fallen leaf, touched by their beauty, each one so right then I'd found my answer to a question that's been troubling me. Oh, these tired legs are turning into wings.
show no other beauty than the one that is your own. Oh, these tired legs are turning into wings. Oh, a thousand slaves are turning into
Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reed.